Delta Mobile.
Nope, so early in 4OVQ.
Up this early. Of course, you gotta be at work early, so you gotta set the alarm and gotta get up.
Well, I don't. You would think, well, what are you doing up this early? I don't even have to work today, but I still get up early. Oh.
Get that. Well, I kind of do the same when I'm off. I don't sleep in like I used to. You know, those days are long gone now. So, and but if I could enjoy two more hours, I doggone sure would.
Well, you know, it seems like what I've found is it seems like the older I get, the less sleep that I need. I tell you, about 4.5 hours of sleep.
I go to bed probably 11 or a little after. I think it was pushing midnight before I went to bed last night. So about 5 hours is about my average.
I was just sitting here trying to figure out how to get to, I'm on little HT and I'm trying to figure out when I want to program something how to go like to get to the symbols. You know, I want to put a dash in, and I don't know how to get to it. I'm looking at YouTube, and I just hadn't figured that out yet. Over.
I see you got
1D, and what I was trying to do is go from like doing APRS. I'm wanting to go from a wide to dash one. I want to go to wide two dash two. I can get to wide two in there, but I can't figure out how to change over and put the dash so I can put the other two in. So I just hadn't been able to find it yet. Over.
Talking about, mine's the FT3DR, and just for the APRS, but I can't remember if mine's on 2.1 or 2.2, but I want to say I got it on 2.1, but I don't remember off the top of my head. It's been a little while since I looked at it.
Well, Ben Chad was talking about it last night to KO4NUE, and what I'm trying to get at is Y2-2 gives you an extra hop. Okay, you don't really want to go no more than that, but mine is set on Y2-1. I want to change that 1 to a 2. But I can't get to where I to change over on the keypad to get the dash in there. So, you know, and I just have got this radio a few weeks ago. I don't know, 4 weeks ago maybe at the most. And everything's working fine as far as doing APRS, but I wanted to get that extra hop in there, and from the YouTube that I have watched, for a handheld, it would be Y2-2, but it's set on 1, which is fixed, so I just don't know how to change over on the keypad.
Oh, man, I wish I could help you on that one. Without my Yesu in front of me, I don't know. It's been a little while since I've changed it, and I just don't remember what it's on. And definitely with an HT, you'd want that extra hop just in case you can hit a digipeater with it. So I don't know. That one's a tough one. I wish I could tell you, but just riding down the road, unfortunately, I can't help you a whole lot because, I mean, I know both of my Yesu radios have the APRS menu on them. I don't remember on the HT if there was anything special you had to do. I was just thinking it was in the menu.
That's cool. You know, they gotta be something. You gotta mash or press something and hit something else, maybe to change over, like if you were going from numbers to the characters or whatever, and I just don't know how to change it. Another guy set it up for me, and it's fixed, you know, it's wide one, and then by 2-1. Well, I want that 2-1 to be 2-2. And you got to go, instead of being like P1 is off, P2 is -1, P3 is -1, and you know what I'm saying. I get confused when I start saying all those letters and numbers. But anyway, I know what I'm going to do. I just don't know how to get the keypad to change for me so I can do that. But maybe I'll figure it out, or somebody will hear me and say, well, look here, dummy. This is the way you do it. Over.
Roger that. Have you been on Yesu's website yet to try to get the manual for it? I know a lot of times they'll have the basic manual and then they have the advanced manual for a lot of stuff. And, you know, they kind of not hide stuff in the advanced manual, but it'll be how to do a little more complicated stuff like that. So it might be in there if you haven't been to their website to download them.
I do have the manual sitting here. It's sitting right here in front of me. Yeah. But it's something to me that, you know, most time if you just go through the alphabet, keep hitting your number, it'll go from the alphabet, it'll go to numbers, and then to the symbols or whatever, and you would think it would do that. But in my case, and what I want to do, it's just not doing that. And no, I haven't looked in this manual. I hate to read. Most time you just throw directions, you just throw them away. Don't worry about it. But anyway, I appreciate, you know, the help. And I've always been a Yesu man. I got an FT2000 and a Yesu 757. One of the first radios when I first got my general class, that's the first radio I ever bought. I got an Icom 7300 and a Kenwood 590. But I don't know how to change over on a little HT over.
Yeah, I get that. I'm with you there about reading the manual, but I tell you, it's been a many a times with these radios that, you know, I've had to go and download them on the computer just so I can search through it and read something. So, and like I said, usually there's the basic, you know, the basic manual, and then Yesu will have the advanced manual to go on top of it. So you get two different manuals just to figure out how to use a radio, and sometimes it's a pain in the butt.
You said you got the FT3DR. What was up? You got two radios on that same line over.
Roger that. So right now I am on my FTM 300. I can't see the top of it right now, but it was the one that has a detached screen and everything. Not the newer one, but I think it's the 300. But it's the one I'm using now, and it's got APRS on it. But I don't think I use the, you know, since I'm in the truck and I got a little more power, I don't think I use the wider. 2-2 or 2-1, I can't remember.
N4OVQ. Well, what I was going to get it, which one, if you got two, the FT2 or whatever, and the 3, which one you like the best, and why do you have two, over?
The FT3DR, that was my first radio. That was kind of like, you know, when I first got into hobby, I bought like a Baofeng, you know, and I wasn't even licensed yet. I was just listening to see if it was more than like CB. And once I got my license, that was the first radio I bought. And it was really cool. It had a color screen on it, so I bought it. Didn't know anything at the time, so. And then I ended up buying a Yaesu radio for my truck. And I've got another HT for DMR and stuff, but the Yaesu FT3DR is the one that I always carry with me most of the time. If I'm going out of town or whatnot, it's always the one that goes with me because it's easier to program on the fly. And, you know, I don't use Fusion a whole lot, so it's not that big a deal. But, you know, the APRS and the dual monitor and everything is, tends to be my favorite. But, like I said, it was really my first radio that I bought for myself.
Well, I got two TYT for DMR, and I had an open spot, and the blame pain went out a few weeks ago, and I hadn't replaced it yet to the open spot four. But that's what I'm gonna do right now. I'm just, you know, other than using the Anderson repeater for DMR, and I don't ever hear anybody on it. I mean, it works. I just don't hear anybody on it. But I'll have to get back to a hot spot and then do what I want to do over.
I'm with you there. I mean, I like the DMR. It's got a lot of cool features, but without the hot spot, I hate to say it, there's just not a lot of traffic around here on DMR, so I tend to just stick to my other radios for the most part, jump on DMR every once in a while, and, you know, but yeah, for the repeaters, it's just not a whole lot, especially with the, I'll try to listen to the, the South Carolina Heart, and, you know, I've got that whole PRN network, and you'd think as many repeaters as it is, it's hooked up to it here for, but unfortunately, you don't.
The PRN, okay, fine, well, and I can sit there, you know, turn the radio on, sit there, every once in a while I might hear something, but used to you could get DCI Bridge on there and that kind of stuff, but I think all the repeaters has dropped that now, so to be able to get like 3100, I mean, you gotta have some kind of hotspot to do it because the repeaters have dropped it off. So, and they've been two or three of us would get on, you know. But anyway, now I just gotta order another open spot four. They just came out with it, which ain't many out there. But that thing was good to me for about 3 years. I turned it on, never turned it off, but it finally burned out, though.
I mean, I bought the Open Spot 3 for a while just because it had the battery and everything in it, and that was a really nice feature, but I just used my little Raspberry Pi that I have, you know, the little Pi Star, and it seems to work pretty good for me. But yeah, I know exactly what you mean, and I think a lot of the repeaters dropped that bridge and a lot of the Brandmeister stuff because they had to pay extra for it, so I think they were just like, nope, not doing that. If I remember correctly, that's what I was reading on the SC Heart website a long time ago.
I think you're right. I'm pretty sure you are. And I hate it, but when I first DMR, I was down at a little ham fest here in Anderson, and I ran into KN4CHY Keith up in Seneca, and I bought a radio that day. Somebody told me, said, there's a man here to help you program it, blah, blah, blah. I didn't know what DMR was, but anyway, I liked it, went with it, and been on, I don't know, 3 years or something like that, maybe going on four. But anyway, well, the open spot didn't give out. I always would put it in the car and just use hotspot off my phone to the open spot. I plugged the thing in, I seen the wires started smoking. Well, the open spot worked for a while after that, and then it went completely out. So I don't know if it got a surge on it from the cigarette lighter plug that I would plug it into or whatever, but I think about getting the open spot forward.
Help. I mean, it gives you access to a lot more talk groups and stuff like that. And, you know, the nice thing is if you got two different kinds of radios, like the Fusion and the DMR, you can really set it up to do both of them. I've done that a time or two, so they definitely help out. I know that much. And if my Pi-Star ever goes out, I'd probably get another one, even though I'm not own it all the time.
Well, I'm interested in the Fusion. You know, like on this radio here, it's this point of, I don't think, I don't even know where a repeater's at for Fusion that I could even hit from here in Anderson. I don't know, but I guess I just got to have the open spot. I could probably switch over, however how you do that. I'm just not familiar with that, but I was just kind of interested in how Fusion would work on this radio.
It's fairly straightforward. I mean, you know, it has the rooms and stuff, kind of like you got the talk groups, but you can actually change on the fly on the radio, which is nice. But, like, you know, I would set my Pi-Star up to monitor America Link or whatever it was, and it would just stay on it all the time. So anytime you turned it on, it would be going. The one downside, it's not as simple as just flipping a channel. You gotta, when you change a channel, it's gotta send a signal. And what annoys me about it is if somebody's talking, you can't send the signal. So you get on a busy one like the America Link, and it's just people talking a lot of times, and it's hard to get changed to different channels. But it suffers from the same thing as DMR, where you go on a certain frequency, you might hear somebody every once in a while, like, you know, the North Carolina group or Southeast, whatever, and you might hear somebody here and there, but realistically, the World Talk groups or America Link are just the busy ones, and everybody else is just kind of hit or miss where you hear other people on different channels.
I know exactly what you're saying, and, you know, there's pros and cons with all of it, I guess. Sometimes DMR gets, like, robotic to me, and, you know, and it just come in for a few seconds, and this guy, you think he's in some kind of armored suit or something, but then it goes away. But there's a little bit of difference in, you know, doing 2 meters and doing DMR. But I like it all, though. It's ham radio, though.
Yeah, I'm the same way, so. But I hate to say it, I am pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to have to jump out of the truck. So I'm going to say 7-3 to you. Hopefully you have a good day, and I will holler at you again on the radio. Be KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your final.
Hey, my friend, I hate it for you. I guess hey, go on in there and get it done. I'm going to sit back and play ham radio. Have a good day. N4OVQ, I'll be clear with you.
Kilo into 4X-ray whiskey. There's somebody I ain't heard in a while. Good morning there, Stacy.
You know what? I hate to say that. I'm probably going to get it wrong. It's not Damon, I know.
It is. You are correct.
That's your heart. You know that voice. I just thought that, and I was right. Man, how in the world are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you? I was wondering about you a while back. I said, well, I hope he's still on the right side of the dirt.
I am, brother. I'm still kicking, and thank God for that. Lordy mercy, this is one of the biggest surprises I could have got this time of the morning. N4OBQ.
Well, I got radio on, still driving truck, you know, up here in Spartanburg, working for that trash company down in Greenville, Malden, public services, and I always have radio on usually this time of morning, and I listen to them guys go back and forth to work. I don't get any of that much. And I heard your call, and I knew your voice right off the get-go, and I said, man, I used to love talking to you, and I always had a good QSO and all that about stuff, and I just tickled dead to hear you up there.
Now, this is going to be the highlight of my day. I already know that, and I honestly mean that. This is so surprising to hear you. You know, I still got that old FT-2000. I hardly ever turn it on, but I still got it. Never did update. Well, I looked at the updates, and it wasn't enough for me to order the cable or anything to even try to do it. They hadn't had but one that I've seen. I updated my Kenwood 590, and now I got a Icon 7300, but I didn't see it was worth doing the Yaesu FT-2000. You remember you told me about you made you a cable, remember?
Yes, sir. Yep. I've since moved on to the, I had the 7300 and loved it. Well, I'm going to dabble around and get the 7300 put. I got a big screen monitor on it and all that, but I still got my 7300 in the go box. And that 7300 is cat daddy.
It's all in one little package, and I've looked at the 7610 and to have the monitor and all that, but I'm like, well, you know, I just about got to, I got what I need and what I've done, and the 7300, man, I think everybody in the world's got one of those.
That's correct. Well, when the 7300 come out, that would become a game changer for a lot of stuff, including prices of stuff and all that. It actually brought the prices of the older radios down because you had so much in that 7300 to compete with. Why would you go pay $600-$700 for a radio when you can buy the 7300 and it do more and have more bang for your buck? I really wished, and I don't know nothing about the new Yaesus. I've seen the new Yaesus out there, and it seems like they kind of maybe putting the 7300 for run for its money. But Kenwood's just old technology, really. There's nothing that Kenwood's doing right now that's, you know, getting me excited. And I'm a Kenwood man. I like Kenwood. I'm a Kenwood Icon and a Yaesu man, but I do like Kenwood. I just wish that they'd get some better technology out there than where we at right now.
I agree with you. But you know, my 590, that's how I got my DXCC, and that's what I worked all states with. And the 590 was good to me, and it's sitting here. I can turn it on any time. I do need to get me another antenna. I use Carolina Windham. It's what I use, 6 through 40. I don't have enough room to put an 80 up. But the 7300, I mean, it's just got to what I want to look at. You know, it's been good. So, I just kind of follow through with that. Every once in a while, I'll turn that to 2000 on over here, and I'm like, you know, this radio got so much, and I'm talking 15 years ago. It's got so much, I don't even feel like getting over there and trying to figure out, say, okay, let me remember how to do this. Over.
I like your 2000 audio quality for us to receive coming out of the speaker. They kind of almost make you think of an older tube type radio for us to receive. They got a good, clean, crisp, kind of bassy kind of receive coming out. It just sounds good.
You're right. Oh, yeah. I've had people look at this thing and say, man, what do you do with all that? I said, I don't know. But I use this little old 757 Yaesu I got just to practice code on. I got it hooked up, but I got it switched over just to practice code on. That's what I do with it. But when I first became a ham in 1985, I think this thing came out in 1986. And that's all I do with it. But I've pretty much been Yaesu, and I've kind of switched. I went to Kenwood, and then I said, ICOM, I don't know about that. But this 7300, it's a good one, Oak.
7300.
I think about 2 years now, maybe. I'm thinking 2 years.
You did any updates on the firmware?
I did the last one. I sure have.
I don't know if it's the last one or next to the last one, which if it was the next to the last one, then you got it anyway, but it actually changed the scope a little bit. It really did make a big difference in my book.
I got it, and it went, you could scroll from one window to the next, blah, 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 which it didn't have to begin with. But, yeah, I did the latest one. And actually, it was very simple, though.
The firmware updates now, man. I don't know nothing about the easiest, newest one and stuff. But they've made it a whole lot easier and simpler with ICOM. Hey, I'm going to tell you, ICOM is just way ahead of the game, you know. And I like to have the 7300's brother as far as the VHF, UHF, and have a matching set if I was still had my 7300 on the desk. But I built a to-go box for field day and stuff like that. My 7300 stays in a case, like a musical instrument case kind of deal, the way I got mine built. So it really wouldn't be no beneficial to get the VHF and UHF brother to that, but I do like that radio.
N4OVQ. I had an 857D, and I bought the BioNO 20-amp battery, and I got a 60-watt solar panel with the solar charger and all that, and I had it all set up, man. I just go out the backyard. I went to Charleston down there. I said, okay, I'm going to go to the mountains. I never did make it to the mountains, but I ended up sending it to a friend of mine, Wade, too cheap. I gave $430, you know, just for the solar panels and all that. The battery, the 20-amp battery was like $195. I sold the whole setup $600. I let a friend, he came about traveling, getting him a little camper when he retired, so I just sold the thing to him. I sit here, wasn't using it, and I hate to see that battery just sit there over.
Kilo Vic 4-H Ray Whiskey before I forget. Yeah, them batteries is neat. That was a game changer too, as far as the weight and all that. I like them batteries. I got into that to-go box stuff and all that mess, building that. I thought about getting rid of mine. I said, no, I ended up building about a month ago. I ended up building me having a top put on my deck and screening the porch in. Right now, it's just too hot to go out there, really. You know, we got fans and all, but still, just you have to go out there late at night if you want to enjoy a little bit. Still, it's kind of humid and musky and hot out there. But I was telling a friend of mine, told my wife, I said, I think when it gets cooler towards the fall, I'm going to bring my to-go box out and set it up on the porch and, you know, do some contacts that way. Just sit back on the couch there on the patio there and do that.
N4OVQ. Well, you know, I got one of them gator boxes. I bought that thing, and I was going to do this and do that and order the racks for it. Well, I just messed around and did, and I sold that set up to a friend of mine up in Seneca. So here a couple of weeks ago, I supposedly sold the Gator box, but I can't get up in the attic to get it down by myself, and I ain't had nobody over here. I'm afraid I'll mess up trying to get it down from up there by myself. It wasn't no problem putting it up there, but getting it down gonna be the problem. But you're talking about hot. I let my cab out this morning. Oh, she wanted to be real smart and run out on me when I opened the door. And then she got mad at me for letting her out, I reckon. She could not stand it. She just scratching on the door, wanting back in. I said, well, you little smart aleck, you, I'll let you get a taste of it. But she come on back in, and she realized what air conditioning is, even for an animal. Over.
Well, that's kind of the way I've got my to-go box. It's kind of like one of those Gator box rack deals. I think it's a 6-bay rack. And I've got a power supply in there. I've got the antenna tuner, external antenna tuner. I've got a Kenwood TMD-71, I think it is, V-71 or something, 2-meter 440, and 7300, and I got it all, the back of it, I fixed the back, it's got a fan for cooling, and I got my ports out for my USB so I can run a computer with it and all that stuff. It's nice. Matter of fact, I've done kind of forgot how to work it, and it's been so long since I messed with it. We're going to have field day up here. I'm part of the Gaffney Club. We're going to have field day in Gaffney. I may bring it up there and take her with it a little bit or something.
Good day. You must have the V71A, Kenwood. That's what I got one. I also got a Yaesu 8800 that I got in my car. But that V71, I mean, that's a nice radio. And most time when I got mine on, I'm using crossband repeat off of one of my HTs. Because I'll be outside a lot of times, and it's just easier that way. Over.
Yeah. Do you know that they discontinued the 710, which was the bigger brother, the bigger screen?
Didn't know that.
Well, the rumor has it the reason they discontinued it, they can't get the parts. And it actually drove the price up of that thing. If you can find a new one now, it's like $700, a new one. The used one's selling for $650, But you can't get it. You can't find them nowhere. On the side it says discontinued, which is a shame. Because I used to have the bigger screen, and I liked it. But the small screen, the same radio, you can actually interchange the screen if you had it. The base unit itself and interchange, but I still like the bigger screen. But yeah, they discontinued that.
Well, you know what? There's a shortage on everything. This is a good, and I heard last week that there's a shortage on soil, S-O-I-L. I said, you talking about dirt? I said, you know, I dug holes back when I was a teenager, and I didn't have enough dirt to go back in the hole when I got done. I dug it, and I said, there have been times I had too much dirt. I said, but when it all ends up, Damon, I've been shorted all my life, if you know what I'm talking about. I've been short. Over.
Yep, I agree. Well, you know, I tell you, if people would stay off of Facebook, the news, radio, and everything else, talking about shortages, you just stop thinking. It ain't a shortage till they announce it's a shortage. And then once they announce it's a shortage, then everybody hits the panic button.
Right, but you know, and they say, well, it's a shortage and the price goes up. I tell you this, you know this well as I do. There ain't no shortage in gas. So, I mean, what? I don't get it. Why is the price so high? There's not a shortage. Why don't you just sell it for the same thing that Trump did, over?
If they'd open that doggone pipeline up, that would help a lot. But they won't open that pipeline, so there you go.
You know, I only knew yesterday, and we won't get into too much of the politics stuff, but Biden's wanting to go over to Arabian countries over there about the gas, and this other senator or whatever he is showing it's right here on the map in the United States. Why do you want to go over there and fool with that? Just give us what we got.
Like you, I'm going to say this. I know a lot of people get upset about politics. I try not to get on the radio and do much politicking, but I am going to say this. Before Trump left, before Biden come in, we was pretty well self-sufficient on our own energy and everything else. And now we rely on everybody else to do everything for us. That's why there's a shortage on everything. We, you know, we need to be getting back to the basics and be self-sufficient ourselves.
You with me, brother. That's right. But anyway, I won't get too much on that. I get upset over that kind of stuff, but I guess that's reading. We got to ride the boat. You know, some got to get changed, hopefully. I don't know what we're going to do in the next 2 years, 2.5 years. It don't look good, but anyway, maybe God will prepare a way over.
You love it, the 4 X-ray whiskey. Yeah, I was telling the wife something don't change. Shit soon. This ship can't keep a rocking the way it's rocking. Something's going to change, and I don't think it's going to be good. I remember growing up in the, you know, I ain't in my 40s, so I'm still a young man. I remember studying economics and stuff, and I know a good bit about economics and money and stuff. And, what we got going on right now is a no-no.
Yeah, right, Damon, I'm telling you. 40 years old, boy, you just a youngin'. I'm old enough to be your grandpa.
Well, when I first started talking to you, I wasn't but 32 or so, you know. I tell you, me and my wife was talking the other day, and I was talking to my mom. I said, COVID, you know, really has robbed us. I don't know where 2 years went. You know, it just... and it seems like everybody I talk to says the same thing, you know. 2 years just kind of disappeared.
You're right, Damon. I don't get that. I don't understand how this has happened. I mean, you know, I'll be 67 in July. And let's just say for 60 years, how all of a sudden in 2 years did it change the whole 60 years that I've been living here over?
Crazy, man. It is crazy. Well, look, I have arrived at my destination up here at the plant. Up here, I heard selling these plants up here in Spartanburg. But, hey, it's been a pleasure. You've made my drive go by a whole lot quicker coming from Greenville. And I hope to hear you out here again. And maybe see you shake your paw one of these days again. But it's been a pleasure, Stacy. You have a good Kilo Victor 4X-ray whiskey. Be clear up to you.
Buddy, hey, I'll never get that call right. There's no way I can even say it out there. I know who you are. Everybody else heard you. Hey, man, it's been a pleasure on this end. This is the highlight of my day. I don't know if anything happened the rest of this day unless the Lord comes back. It's been a pleasure, brother. I appreciate it. N4OVQ, I'll be clear with you. Have a good day.
I've been excited when I heard your voice come on there. And y'all was talking, I wasn't going to buddy in then, but I was excited jumping at the bit, wanting to get in there and speak at you right quick. But it really has, and I'm the same way. I'll go by the whole day probably thinking about just talking to old Stacy. But anyway, you have a good Kilo Vic 4X-ray whiskey. Be clear.
I'm a friend, N4OVQ, I'm clear.